The World Health Organization says it needs to see clear evidence of sustained community transmission of the swine flu virus from person to person in at least two regions of the world before it raises its alert to the Phase 6 pandemic level. And that, says WHO Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda, has not yet happened in any region outside North America. He says all of the infections which have occurred in other parts of the world have stemmed from people who had been traveling in North America.
Currently, many of the people who have not traveled, we know, have been in contact with the travelers returned. However, if we begin to see numbers of people who are getting infected who have not any contact with such persons, then this really becomes much stronger evidence that we're seeing community-to-community spread.
Fukuda notes a pandemic has nothing to do with the severity of the disease, but rather with its geographic spread. He says it is difficult to know how the disease will evolve. So far, he says it has been relatively mild. So he counsels people not to over-worry, but he warns against complacency. He says people must remain vigilant. He says it is very important to monitor and closely follow the course of the disease.
This is an event which is serious. This is something which requires close monitoring, but most of the cases at this time continue to be mild cases where people recover without needing hospitalizations, although there are some people that do get fatalities and serious illnesses.
There were three influenza pandemics in the 20th century. The most serious occurred in 1918 when upwards of 50 million people are believed to have died. Those pandemics disproportionately killed younger people, a phenomenon which is different from seasonal flu. Fukuda notes most deaths from seasonal flu are among people older than 65 or those who have chronic medical conditions. He says in the current outbreak, most deaths are occurring among young, healthy people. In this sense, he says the pattern appears to be similar to that which occurred during the three 20th century pandemics. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.